Welcome back, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. Only way to follow up Mike Slive and Justin Connolly is with the daily SEC Media Days Bull Session, where we're joined by Good Bull Hunting. We're mixing it up. We've had Derek the last 2 days. Today is Hypnotoad 03. I don't know if you want to go by your actual name on the air, so I was going to give your handle.
Yeah, we'll just stick with that for now.
Do you go by Hypno or Mr. Toad 03?
Actually, mostly Mr. Toad.
I like that. I do like Mr. Toad. Now, let's talk. We like to do the fun side of Media Days when y'all are here. Today, I want to get your thoughts on the experience of Les Miles.
The Les Miles experience.
Yeah. This
was actually my first time seeing him talk. I've seen a lot of him on YouTube and everything. Everybody's seen, you know, endless gifs and everything. I gotta say, I was a little disappointed. I was hoping for shenanigans. I was hoping for dances.
Well, you can't drink before 10.
Well, yeah. At Media Days, I feel like you can.
I saw a few different tweets. A few different people described it in a few different ways. But I thought the best one actually came from one of the guys as part of the SBC or SB Nation. Family of blog sites, I guess. The guy that runs the Big Cat Country site, or one of the guys, tweeted that Les Miles talks like Google Translate.
Yes.
His word choice is mind-blowing.
I think another guy, I don't remember who tweeted it out, said it. Actually, I think it may have been Spencer Hall, said it looks like he... he's reading off a teleprompter where somebody inserts random punctuation. He just stops, there's pauses, and then sudden emphasis, regardless of where in the sentence he is. So,
I liked the one he's talking about Austin, and then he said, no sand, no hotel. Well, they got hotels in Austin. I mean, everybody knows they have hotels.
Yeah.
But according to Les, they didn't have hotels.
Now,
I don't know where he stayed.
No hotels.
Correct me
if I'm wrong here. You live in Austin.
I do live in Austin.
So
I actually live near the lake where there is...
There's a beach.
There's some sand. It's mostly rocks.
What's better as an Austin slogan? Keep Austin weird, or I believe the way Les Miles put it was, some of the experiences I had there, I promise I won't have again. Is that the new official saying of the city of Austin?
You know, I think you ought to run it by him. So see if you can fit that on 1,000 T-shirts.
This is the first day you've been on. What's been your general impression this week? What's been the part, maybe the most surprising, least surprising? What's your experience been like so far?
Well, I have been honestly surprised by how many people have heard of us. That has... shocked me. I mean, we've said it before. I'm sure Derek has mentioned it. Even as we're walking up to the registration table, we're thinking, well, surely they're not actually going to let us into this place. And then they hand us credentials, and we're like, well, I'll be damned. I guess this is really a thing that we're doing. So, and then to walk around and, you know, to say, you know, I'm with Good Bull Hunting. And I'm not going to say that all the reactions are positive, but the fact that there are reactions at all has been shocking.
I think it's always fun here, and maybe it's because I started as a blogger, and then I did internet media before I started at newspaper, so I have a little bit different background, but some people here just take themselves way too seriously.
Yes.
We never do that, do we, Aubrey?
Y'all noticed that?
Oh, absolutely, and we feel like that has... that has really made our job here that much more fun in that we don't do this professionally, and so we don't have to do it professionally. We have the ability to have as much fun with this as we want, you know, and I get needing to be professional about it. You know, this is their jobs. Well, this is not our jobs. We're on vacation here. I'm dressing nicer on my vacation than I dress at work.
There you go.
But come Friday, I'm going back to work, so.
Dish Network party last night. Great party or the greatest party?
You know, it was a trip. I think the my favorite moment actually was walking down the stairs. This was right before we snuck out into the stands. But walking down the stairs with one of those guys dressed up as a kangaroo walking in front of us down the stairs in complete silence. It was the eeriest thing that I've ever seen, but
that was Aubrey dressed up in that kangaroo, that dish kangaroo.
If you haven't been following us on Twitter, which first off you should be following, I'm at Aubrey R. Bloom, they're at GB Hunting, at Hypnotoad03, and at Derek Aggie 06. We pretty much did a play-by-play of this party last night because how bizarre it was. But there was dancing kangaroos. There was guys in kangaroo costumes dancing. I shouldn't say guys. Could have been girls. Mm-hmm. there was a opportunity to get a photo taken with Emmett Smith. And I walked up there and someone goes, hey, you want me to take your photo with you? And I go, no, I'm just going to selfie this thing. But it was bizarre.
It was weird. I don't actually know what Emmett Smith was doing there. I'm glad he was there.
He was paid to be there.
Well, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you know, I guess he just had a free weekend or something, or a free week.
We're winding down. Well, one, we're winding down the first hour, but we're also winding down. As it's the next to last day. What do you still want to do? Tonight, Derek tried to get one of the guys here to reenact all of the famous Johnny Manziel Instagram photos, but could not get that one. All right, we're up against the first hour. We got to go to break. Hypnotoad03, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll
on,
do
guys.
The bull session again tomorrow. We'll be back. We're coming back for the second hour. Stay with us. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
This is Sports Radio 1150, KCNE and KNDE HD3, College Station Bryan. College Station Bryan. Your home for A&M football, basketball, and softball is Sports Radio 1150.